How do you bring in mTOR inhibitors and PI3 kinase inhibitors into this kind of biologic model?
Well, I think in this situation, what we have is really a question of, with CDK4 and 6, two aspects. Number one is, what are the mechanisms of resistance to CDK4/6? And if one of those mechanisms perhaps is activation of the PI3 kinase AKT pathway, that perhaps it would make sense to start thinking about combination therapies. And in fact, there are preclinical data. Those data do suggest that that pathway is important, and that actually doing studies where you combine with mTOR inhibitors or PI3 kinase inhibitors may make sense. I think we get into that age-old question, which we've always had, and that is, can you combine therapies and will it be tolerable? Because now all of a sudden you bring in different pathways, different side effects. And indeed, when people have looked at the so-called triple therapy, and we did a study at the clinic where we used a TORC1, TORC2 inhibitor, along with targeting the estrogen receptor, along with CDK4/6, in general, you're seeing more side effects. And for a lot of patients, this is just not going to be tolerable. So then we get back into this question of, is it best to probably do sequential therapies? And is there a subset of patients where absolutely we should be thinking of triplet therapy? And I think for right now, I see it more of sequential. It's a great idea. I think scientifically it makes sense. Clinically, we haven't been able to achieve bringing in multiple drugs and doing so-called triplet combinations without substantial toxicities.